So, still Friday evening, sat by the fountainy pool thing, and I've got Jordan Hatch. Hello,
hi,
Jordan.
Hi.
So, you're quite famous in young rewired state terms. Why do you think you're famous?
If that's what you like to say. I've been doing Young Rewired State since the first event back in 2009. And since then it's grown from strength to strength. And it's really good. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be involved with running Young Rewired State for the past few years in some aspect or other. And it's really nice to sort of build a lot of different projects and work with a lot of different people. And I've learned so much.
And when you started this, you were 15 or 16, is that right?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
In school?
Yes.
And did you find you were getting a lot out of school in terms of what you wanted in terms of programming and coding?
So I was really fortunate. I went to a really small school, and they and in my IT lessons, my teacher would let me spend a lot of time working on my own projects, because I've always sort of taught myself to code from when I was 10 or 11.
So that must have been very empowering, that trust to say, go on, Jordan, you go and do it.
Yeah. It was really good, yes. So my teacher, she would let me build stuff for the school, so I built like a sort of internet for the school and a few other little projects here and there. And so my school was really supportive, but when I was invited to go to Young Rewired State the first time round, it really opened my eyes just how big a sort of movement there was started going with people very similar to me who wanted to learn to code.
And you will have worked closely with some mentors as well who helped guide you and direct you in certain directions, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can give a shout out to a few people. I mean, obviously, Emma has been a fantastic mentor for a lot of different things throughout the last few years for me, but also people like Richard Pope and Ben Griffiths who've really helped me from when I first started Young Rewired State all the way through to where I am now.
And now you're working for the government.
Yes. Yeah. So yes, actually, this kind of came as an offshoot of Young Rewired State, and I was fortunate enough to meet a few people who were working on the AlphaGov project at the Cabinet Office, and they got me on board. And I've been working for helping to build gov.uk since last November, and it's really great to see how far it's come along and how much support we have from the community, which is really good.
And quite, you're talking about gov.uk.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of government data is made available as well, isn't there, under the Open Gov Data website.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we have www.data.gov.uk, which was launched a few years ago now, and has a multitude of data sets about all sorts of aspects of government, which
things like crime statistics.
Absolutely.
And what councils spend their money on, and all these. Yeah,
you're quite right there. Yes. So we also have police.uk with a really good API for crime data that's getting better by the day. All of that is available under the Open Government license, and it's things like Rewired State that have really helped to make really good use of that data.
So you must feel so proud when you look and you see today all the hacks that people have uploaded. There's quite a number of them are using the government data, like, yeah. Some of them are using the crime statistics, I noticed, to report crime, like, not report crimes, but report to the user the level of crime in certain, yes, areas and things like that, all made possible through some of the work that you've done.
Yes, so I was taking a look earlier, and it seems like the majority of the 90 or so hacks that are up there right now are using government data, and that's really makes me happy to see. It's great that other people at my age are finding interest in working with that data and are putting a completely creative stance on it that other people might not have done. So I think it's all win in the end.
And each year, you were here at its inception 4 years ago, and each year you'll have seen it grow and grow and grow. We've got about 500 children this weekend.
Yes, that is absolutely crazy. I walked in here earlier, and I was really surprised just by, first of all, how many people there were, but also the sort of electric-like atmosphere here with so many people passionate about the same sort of things. And everywhere you look, there are young people who are working on projects together or listening to really influential people talking and giving advice.
There's some lovely talks in the garden earlier as well. We've got the co-founder of WordPress. We've had Rob from Raspberry Pi Foundation has been talking to us about the Raspberry Pi, but it's a great place to come and meet people. Have you had a chance to support one of the centres this year?
I haven't had a chance to support the centre personally. I've been doing quite a lot of work behind the scenes on making sure all
the structures and making sure everything's here.
Well, in terms of making sure that, for example, all the hacks that get created can be uploaded to the website, for example. We've done quite a lot of work around that. And I've sort of given a bit of sporadic help here and there to people working remotely over their chat room. So,
if people want to get in touch with you over Twitter, you're on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at 1JH. That's 1JH. And there's also a really good feed of people helping out with the YRS help hashtag.
Fantastic.